Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 20th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. ECB and SRB support the EU Bank Crisis Framework. ECB and SRB have welcomed the European Commission's proposed legislative changes to the European Bank Crisis Management and Deposit Insurance Framework. Scalit launches a module for fast online loans. France-based fintech Scalit has announced a module that will enable banks and credit institutions to quickly process loans and easily manage them from end to end. Funanga goes live in North America with Now Prepay. Germany-based fintech company Funanga has expanded into Canada through a partnership with Now Prepay, with plans for a US launch in early 2024. Emali Pay chooses Centropy PR as media partner. Kenya-based fintech Emali Pay has chosen Centropy PR to manage its communications. Airwallex rolls out global payments in Canada. Payments platform Airwallex has launched its global payment services in Canada, offering merchants an alternative to traditional banks. Brazil to improve credit conditions. Brazil's Finance Minister Fernando Haddad has advised that the country's government is set to announce measures towards the improvement of credit conditions. MiFinity to launch new payment app. Ireland-based payments provider MiFinity has announced its new mobile app and desktop UI, offering customers an augmented user experience when making transactions. Cybersecurity platform Spectre Ops raises US$25 MLN. US-based cybersecurity platform Spectre Ops has secured US$25 million in Series A funding round. SurePay launches confirmation of payee checks portal for banks, PSPs. Payment verification solutions provider SurePay has launched an online portal that enables UK-based banks and payment service providers, PSPs, to perform confirmation of payee checks. Crypto money laundering a concern for compliance experts, survey says. New Zealand-based First AML has released a survey that reveals how many compliance experts are concerned about crypto-enabled money laundering. US SEC files a complaint against Bittrex. The US SEC has charged Bittrex with operating an unregistered national securities exchange, broker, and clearing agency. Soggen Digital Asset Unit launches your stablecoin. SG Forge, the digital asset division of French bank Société Générale, has launched a euro-denominated stablecoin on the Ethereum public blockchain. Australian Pay by Bank startup Wave raises $4.7 million. Wave, an Australian open banking startup for account-to-account payments, has closed a $4.7 million seed round backed by Menulog Managing Director Morten Belling and e-commerce investor Paul Greenberg. Santander Bank collaborates with DailyPay to offer on-demand salary payments tech to U.S. clients. Santander Bank, N.A. is teaming up with global financial technology company DailyPay, Inc. to offer an on-demand pay benefit for its commercial banking clients in the U.S. Clear Bank appoints Spiros Theodosiou as Chief Product Officer. Clear Bank, the enabler of real-time clearing and embedded banking for financial institutions, today announced that it has appointed Spiros Theodosiou as Chief Product Officer, CPO. Tide onboards 50,000 SMEs in India. Tide, the UK's leading SME-focused business financial platform, has onboarded 50,000 SMEs since its market entry in India in December 2022. SurePay opens online portal for confirmation of payee checks. SurePay, the leading provider of payment verification solutions, has announced the launch of an online portal that enables UK banks and payment service providers, PSPs, to perform confirmation of payee checks. MasterCard collaborates with India's M1 Exchange to roll out digital invoice discounting for farmers. MasterCard today announced its collaboration with M1 Exchange to offer a digital invoice discounting solution to farmers, farmer-producer organizations, FPOs, and agri-MSMEs through FarmPass, its cutting-edge agritech platform. Arrest to reduce global headcount by 10% amid major restructuring. Financial technology firm Arrest is to cut 10% of its headcount amid a restructuring effort that will entail a leadership reshuffle and the divestment of its managed fund administration and platform services. Future FinTech Group draws ire of NASDAQ. Future FinTech Group Inc., NASDAQ, FTFT, hereinafter referred to as Future FinTech, FTFT or the company, a blockchain application technology developer and a fintech service provider, announced today that on April 18, 2023, it received a letter from the Listing Qualifications Department of the NASDAQ Stock Market, NASDAQ, stating that it was not in compliance with NASDAQ Listing Rule 5250(c)(1). As a result of it not having timely filed its annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2022, the 2022 10-K, with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Infront doubles down on wealth tech. Infront, the European market leader in financial market data solutions, has renewed its focus, doubling down on wealth tech and the need for simple and configurable technology, data, and intelligence solutions for today's wealth management and brokerage industries. Wolf of Wall Street launches NFT collection. Aventis, a Web3 solutions provider for enterprises, has partnered with the film rights holders for The Wolf of Wall Street and world-leading film producers and editors to create the Wolf of Wall Street experience, a series of NFT drops which will also act as a key to unlocking wider parts of the experience. Cat Financial implements Broadridge post-trade tech. Cat Financial Products Limited, CATFP, one of the leading independent Swiss providers of securities and investment services for structured products, has transformed its front-to-back office processing efficiency by implementing the international multi-asset post-trade processing solution from global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE, BR. The high cost of fraud. Why companies should use AI to protect their bottom line. With the fragile macroeconomic environment, growing cost of living crisis and rising inflation rates pressuring the top and bottom. Itaú Unibanco tests Starlink network connections. Itaú Unibanco has conducted a series of connection tests with the Starlink network to assess the performance low-orbit satellite internet. Lloyds Bank launches the PayMe transfer system. UK-based Lloyds Bank has launched the PayMe transfer system to streamline one-off payments for businesses and improve customer service. FinTech Mooncard secures €37 million in Series C financing. France-based corporate card and expenses company Mooncard has announced securing €37 million in a Series C round. Payoneer partners with Zoho for payment solutions. US-based fintech Payoneer has partnered with tech company Zoho to assist businesses with end-to-end management of finances and to simplify cross-border payments. EU Parliament votes for new crypto rules. The European Parliament has overwhelmingly voted in favor of the markets in crypto assets, MiCA, crypto licensing regulations. Wolters Kluwer releases new version of Vision Platform software. Wolters Kluwer is continuing to innovate. This time its Enablon business has released V9 2023 of the Enablon Vision platform, its integrated risk management platform. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.